Scooter Girl's been on my mind. I know. I wanted to leave her alone because she said she was sick of all the attention. During her interview to the K-State Collegian, she decided she was sick of all the attention. Maybe should have started with, I don't know, not talking to the paper if you're all sick of all the attention. Yeah. Nice try, Scooter Girl. We know what you're up to. Anyhow, I just can't stop thinking about her. I can't. Specifically, why you don't see more people using those things. Remember when they first came out? The little, the little kids all over the place, scootering around. The you little razor scooters, you know, that you can fold up. What's that?
You had to dodge them on the sidewalk.
Yeah, whoa. Whoa, you youth, watch out. That's how I remember most people's reactions.
They called them youth?
Yeah. So why aren't the why don't you see more people on them? You know? Especially like on campus, it doesn't make sense that you'd be able to scoot from class to class. You know?
It seems like it would be faster.
It does. So why is this girl singled out? How can yeah, you know, with all the thousands and thousands, 20,000 kids on campus, why don't you even see a professor on a scooter? What's stopping the rest of them? What's stopping the rest of us in general from taking advantage of this brilliant piece of transportation? Is it just looking like a clown? Is that what it is?
The fact that it's called a scooter?
Maybe.
People don't like that word.
539-9750 or 238-0975. Totally over the moped thing, because you see the moped all over the place. This is so totally different. Go ahead, what do you think?
Ever seen an ape on a tricycle?
Maybe in cartoon form at one point, but I don't really recall.
Okay, that's how I would picture myself, so therefore, that's why I wouldn't ride one.
Wait, you think it's just too small?
Yeah, I think it is. Especially, you know, on us girls, we like soft, cushy things.
Yeah.
Especially if you got a bazoozy like I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would so lose my seat, and that just wouldn't be nice. So, yeah, that would be my reason why.
Wait, you'd lose your seat?
I'd lose the seat on the bike because my butt would cover it up and eat it.
Well, this is a scooter, though. You don't have to sit down on it. You just pedal it.
You just pedal it? Yeah, okay.
It's just a skateboard with only two wheels.
Oh, that's even funnier. I didn't know what the hell I was talking about, did I?
Yeah, remember those razor scooters that got popular with the youths? Like,
Police had to put the law out for helmets and all that other good stuff?
Yeah, those ones.
I could see me on that.
You could? Zipping around?
I could. Yeah.
Yeah, and seeing this whole scooter terminology is really going to throw people off. I'm talking about the razor scooter,
Razor scooter.
Yeah, you can fold it up, putting it in a carrying case, and sling it behind your shoulder and strut about.
Yeah, I could see that. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, so what's stopping you?
I don't know. Now that I know what it is, I may look into that.
Well, let us know once you're riding it around, okay?
All right, I will.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. 539-9750 or 238-0975. This girl's singled out as Scooter Girl because nobody else is doing it. And why not? Go ahead.
I don't know. It depends how drunk I am. Apparently you can get a DUI for that, though, but I don't know. I'll test it out this weekend. I'll let you know.
I know you can get a DUI on a regular bike.
Yeah, so. It's like bicycling while intoxicated or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm going to call the MP station to find out.
Yeah, do that for us, man.
I will.
We appreciate the call, bro.
All right, man.
See you.
Later.
Stooks in the morning. Why aren't more people riding around on the old scooter?
Your scooter, it doesn't have to have a motor, or can't have a motor?
I'd say no, it can't have a motor. Well, I don't know. What do you think? It has to be one of the ones you stand up on. It can't be a moped.
Well, I got one that you stand up on, but...
But it's motorized?
Yeah, but most of the time it doesn't work, so does it count?
Yeah, I guess. Like, kind of. I don't know. Do you drive it around or not?
Yeah. I live in a little town, so...
Can you drive it by yourself? I mean, can you drive it without the help of an engine?
Yeah.
You can?
It'll roll.
Do you use use one foot when you're skating on it, or do you alternate feet? How's that work?
Sometimes I alternate.
But wouldn't you normally be using one foot, like the foot you feel more comfortable with?
Yeah, I'm ambidextrous with both feet.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
See, that must be part of the deal, because I'd worry about fattening up one calf and then the other one just staying skinny and meek.
Yeah,
that's true. That's one of my main problems. That's one of the main concerns I have with scooters. You know?
Yeah.
So you just don't see people driving them around very often, so it's fascinating to me.
Not today because it's raining, but...
Yeah, it'd be a little bit rough today. Well, I don't know. If you really wanted to impress people, today would be the day to go scooter it up.
You could wear a poncho.
I don't know. That'd be tough to navigate a scooter and wear a poncho.
Well, obviously he's talented enough to use both legs, so...
But you'd be catching a lot of breeze first off with a poncho, and it'd kind of get caught up in your legs.
Oh, really?
Right?
Yeah.
I don't think so. We appreciate the call, man.
Can I get a shout-out to FFA? We're having a state competition in Manhattan today. We're just listening to radio, sitting in the car.
That is quite the competition. See who can listen to the show the longest?
No.
I give up! Cool, bro.
All right, thanks for the call.